show. You bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And I want to apologize to any of our radio listeners last night. We totally spaced out and forgot to give away the Totesac. But never fear, we will do another Totesac giveaway sometime this week, so stay tuned to that. So there's a lot to talk about here tonight. Mark, you're going to start things out with an email.
Yeah, this one's from David, and he says, I was just listening to the conversation on the show where Gene, the Christian anarchist, said that the government is not slavery, it's extortion. I think the problem with the disagreement, and we were, you know, talking about this, trying to find out what is the best word to sort of eloquently describe what the government does. And he says,
thuggery?
What's that?
Thuggery.
I think the problem with the disagreement is that you guys were trying to fit this definition of what government does into the words that we already have definitions for. Sure, while slavery and extortion work to describe the actions of government, they don't describe it completely.
Well, slavery doesn't describe the action of government. Perhaps enslavement would describe the action of government. Extortion certainly does. Slavery is what the state that we are in, not the actions of the state.
Right, and I was listening to some radio show today, and they were describing the sort of bonded indentured servitude that was going on amongst the Israelites in Egypt, as outlined by the Bible, and I think it was 10% or 20% of what it was that they produced, they had to give to the Egyptians, and they called that slavery. Well, we're well beyond that now. And
yeah, way beyond like 40, 50, 60%. I mean, depending on where your estimates lay.
So, I mean, slavery has been defined many different ways, many different places. You know, it's different. Certainly slavery, as David will go on here to say, is that when people think of the word slavery, they are likely to have the idea in their head of chattel slavery. Since government isn't so open about it, they can see that it doesn't quite fit. And certainly it doesn't. None of us are sitting in shacks. Nope. We are not dressed in rags. We are not forced at the end of a whip to go out and work in the field. But we do have our labor extracted from us in some manner or another. So, and we, you know, they claim that you're not allowed to leave.
It's the 21st century slavery, really, is what it is. But of course it's different. I mean, wealth has increased, technology has gotten better, and the plantation is larger. It's less obvious that you're actually on a plantation. But if you're having your wealth extracted from you, and if you'll be thrown in a cage if you decide to not go along with that wealth extraction program, then you do have a master, and that would make you a slave.
So he says, he continues, when they think of the word extortion, they think of the robber with a gun in your face saying, give me your money. Since the government isn't so open about that either, they can see that it doesn't quite fit as well. I propose that we call it what it really is, tyranny. And then he, of course, gives us the definition of tyranny, the arbitrary or unrestrained exercise of power, despotic abuse of authority. But, David, this definition doesn't work for everyone either.
Because when you hear tyranny, they think of all kinds of dictatorships,
right,
and despotism from around the world.
Sure.
Not here in America. It couldn't happen here.
Right. And what's the – who's Upton Sinclair, their definition? I can't remember who it was. When tyranny comes to America, it'll come bearing a cross and wrapped in the flag.
I think that was Sinclair Lewis.
Sinclair Lewis. Yep. Yeah, I got that wrong. Upton Sinclair did The Jungle. But, you know, it's very much true. We do have tyranny in this country. We don't have tyranny as bad as they do elsewhere. And so if you use the terminology tyranny, the first thing that people want to do is compare it. And comparatively, the tyranny in America isn't as bad as it is in other places.
Well, read the definition of tyranny one more time, please.
It says the arbitrary or unrestrained exercise of power, despotic abuse of authority.
Okay, yeah, I was thinking, well, it's a little restrained, but it is definitely arbitrary. So since it's arbitrary or unrestrained, I guess this current situation does fit the definition of tyranny, because there's some restraint in that they still sort of pretend like they have a system that functions, that adheres to some rules. So it's restrained in that way, but it is completely arbitrary. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's – You'll see every once in a while, just often enough to keep the slaves from revolting, they'll come up with some ruling that sort of pushes the government back. It's the, 23 steps forward, one step back, and then, they do it all over again.
Mm-hmm.
And each time the steps get longer and larger. So, I just don't know what there is to do about it.
To do about tyranny?
The tyranny. As far as the definition, we've talked about
what to do about it. I mean, we know what to do. Get as many liberty-minded people together in the same place, and then we'll see what happens.
Yeah,
something's going to change.
Something's going to happen. Some people would tell you that what's going to happen is going to be something bad.
Nuclear attack! Rolling in tanks!
Well, agent provocateurs and...
Agents provocateur can handle. Those aren't a problem, because all those guys do is come in and start agitating for violence. So it's easy to figure out who the agents provocateur are. I don't think they'll be a problem at all, unless you are prone to that particular message and you'll get violent when someone suggests it. At least around here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we've got our little moniker of peaceful evolution that we've applied to freekeene.com, if somebody comes into this community of activists and starts agitating for violence, red flags are going up everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, people have come here and not even necessarily agitated for violence and have set off some red flags just by how boisterous they were and that sort of thing. And then they mysteriously disappeared a couple weeks later. So maybe it's happened already and we don't know for sure. I don't see how it hasn't,
quite honestly.
Right. I don't get paranoid about it, though,
right.
Because
it's going to happen.
Yeah.
So just expect it to happen.
And when it does, you know how to handle it. You don't get violent. You don't follow their suggestions. You say, well, look, I don't really feel comfortable with you suggesting those things. We support peaceful evolution, peaceful means toward voluntary ends. And if you want to keep agitating for this violence, then I will be ostracizing you. I think they should. I'm shortening what the conversation should be, but I think that if you're in a group of activists, whether it's here in New Hampshire or down wherever you might happen to live, and somebody comes in and starts agitating for violence, the appropriate thing is to try to show them that that's not the way to get what you want. Which, if what you want is a free society, that's not the way to get it, because violence only begets violence. It plays right into their hands. It's exactly what the statists want. It's exactly what they're trained to deal with. And there's no reason whatsoever to go down that road. But it's understandable that people would want to do that because, that's kind of the history of this country is violent revolution. And they believe that it's time to do it again. But I disagree.
One thing that about the libertarian sort of oath, as it were, you say that you don't believe in the initiation of force, for political or social gains. And it's sort of that statement in and of itself sort of leaves the opening. I don't believe in the initiation of force.
Mm-hmm.
So, oftentimes people will say, well, I've had force initiated against me, so I'm therefore in the right to use force. So it leaves this door open for force.
I think they'd be correct about that. I mean, that in that logical statement, they would be correct.
Sure.
But that doesn't mean that it's the correct approach.
Sure. And their body will absorb those hard bullets the government fires at them very nicely. And likely their families will wallow in misery as a result.
Right, because their loved one will be made to look like a madman.
Right, and the people left behind in the Liberty Movement will have that much more to work beyond because, yet another Liberty madman has been, died in a hail of bullets.
Is there one of the email?
No, that's pretty much it for David.
So he says
call it tyranny.
So what the government does should be called tyranny as opposed
and not called
to
slavery or
enslavement or extortion.
But I'm sorry, I can't. Can't go for it. I know.
How about violence against man? How about violence against their fellow human beings?
Force.
I mean, violence is what it is.
Yeah.
The threat of violence or actual violence. I mean, there's no embellishment there.
When we use the terminology slavery, we do ask people questions about it. We're not like we jump in both feet and just say it's slavery. We say, if the government takes half of the fruits of your labor. Well, what would you be? You'd be half a slave.
Right.
Well,
you want them to answer
half a slave, all of a slave?
You want them to be the ones answering those questions for themselves so they can feel as though they've come to that conclusion on their own without having it handed down. 800-259-9231. And I think that's the approach that we hopefully tend to take here. If we don't, call us on it. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live. This is Ian. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time. You and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. Again, that's frontsight.com.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Hi, Ed Schultz here. I want to tell you about BioGreenClean.com. BioGreen Clean. It is absolutely the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms all competitive cleaners. BioGreen Clean is the product. It's tough enough to take on virtually any cleaning challenge, yet gentle enough for your baby's toys. That's right. BioGreen Clean is plant-derived and contains no harmful chemicals, solvents, and no annoying fragrances. If you want spectacular and unprecedented results from a revolutionary cleaning product, look no further. BioGreen Clean is the cleaning product that you've been waiting for. It's that simple. It's super, and it's easy to order. Just go to www.biogreenclean.com. That's www.biogreenclean.com. BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean.com. Try it today. You'll be glad you did. BioGreenClean. It cleans anything.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Features are free on the site, so enjoy those on us. They include the Facebook profile. You can go and become a fan at facebook.freetalklive.com. That, again, is facebook.freetalklive.com. So, again, we'll take your calls about anything if you make them. Otherwise, I'm going to go into my email box here. We started out with one from you, Mark, and here are a couple. First, an update from the anonymous sex offender. As you may recall, a listener of ours had emailed in to tell us about how he had gotten into some issues with the sex offender system, even though he probably shouldn't have been, and it's kind of a tragic story. So he gives us an update here. He says, I heard you on podcast a few weeks ago and I heard you read my email from back in March and wanted to give you an update on my status. I'm a caller to your program, but I don't know that I should call in and bring this stuff out into the open. I know that your listeners would be, for the most part, understanding and forgiving and tolerant, but as you can imagine, it's a very difficult proposition to come out and openly talk about these experiences. I don't know that I'd feel comfortable in doing so. It certainly does speak to the power or the fear, or rather, of the fear of ostracism. I'm certain that many of your listeners may even know who I am. Anyway, as you recall, I was given 90 days to move out of my parents' home because I'm a sex offender, and they discovered that I was living within 500 feet of a school. Now, I called a couple of lawyers that my uncle, who's a powerful member of the Freemasons and the Elks in this area, had suggested, and they told me they couldn't help. In short, they said I could move out or I could be arrested. I called the ACLU and told them my story, but they told me that they couldn't help. Now, as you may recall, he is out of work. And so he'd been staying at his parents' house in order to help cut down on the costs of living.
Yeah.
He's not a danger to anyone. He's got children of his own. But yet the law is the law, and their rules say that you can't live within a certain radius of schools and parks and things like that. And the rules vary from state to state, but essentially what that particular rule set does is it forces all of the sex offenders, so-called, into the same areas. So it actually brings these people together who otherwise might not have ever gotten to know one another. Some of them are now living out, in many cases, in certain areas, in a trailer park on the outskirts of town, because that's the only place they can live. Or in some old motel or something like that. And it's just not good at all. And, of course, the idea that these rules somehow prevent kids from being harmed by sex offenders is pretty ludicrous. I mean, if there's no way that you can stop them from driving to the city park and lurking, or there's no way that you can prevent them from entering these areas. It's just that they don't want them living nearby, as though that means anything at all. As though somebody with a van, a creepy van with, you know, blacked out windows, isn't going to be able to just drive that van to wherever the kids are. So let me continue with his email. He says, so I was told that they were getting many similar calls because after all rights are being violated with these laws, but that they could not help, that these are the lawyers, that is, because they were not geared up to take on this matter. So I was forced to move from my parents' home, where I was living rent-free and bothering no one, where I was helping with my father, who's afflicted with Alzheimer's, because when parents get older, sometimes they don't have the easiest time, and well, if you're not there to help them, then if they can't afford to pay someone to help them, how do you deal with that? According to the story here, he says that now I'm living in a single-bedroom apartment that I pay $660 a month for. I can no longer afford to pay off my debt, and one of my creditors is now taking me to court, even though I have no job and now depend on unemployment benefits. As you can imagine, it's been rather difficult to find work with a felony in my past, especially one called a sex offense.
Yeah.
Now, not too many people are that tolerant. I'm thinking about moving to New Hampshire while I still have unemployment benefits and trying to find work there. I'll be free from my lease in November, and I have unemployment through January and likely for 12 weeks after that as an extension. As you can imagine, I'm decidedly uncertain as to the future. Perhaps some suggestions from you or your listeners would help. So do you have any ideas for the anonymous sex offender here tonight at 800-259-9231? I mean, wherever he ends up moving, odds are good the sex offender laws are going to require that he let the police know where he is, and that'll put him right back on the radar when he ends up there. So there, I don't know if there's – I guess you could try moving and changing your identity and try living underground. That could be a possibility. I mean, if the state in which you had committed the offense doesn't know to where you are moving, then they're going to have a tough time tracking you down.
Seems,
you know,
likely.
You could clip up any sort of identifying cards and such that you have. I don't know what that's going to do to make life difficult for you.
In some cases, you might be, depending on the jurisdiction you're moving to, you may also be committing a crime by not registering as a sex offender. So you might be facing even more legal trouble.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that.
But that presumes they find out who you are.
Sure. They may eventually, though. It's very difficult to live without any ID or without
any kind of...
Well,
I wouldn't live without ID, but if your name's Richard, you can suddenly go by Rich or Dick, and you change that when you move and you know, that kind of thing. And, you know, it just doesn't seem like people would necessarily be searching for you in that fashion. I think that you'd probably be in pretty good shape if you moved away.
But getting another form of ID is going to be difficult because they're going to require some sort of birth certificate, which could mean that they would uncover that you already had an ID in so-and-so state, and then they'd find out who you are. So the idea would be you'd have to change your identity completely in order to move somewhere, which makes things difficult. But then again, things are already difficult for this guy. I mean, he's living out in a place where he would otherwise not be choosing to live, paying more than he would otherwise choose to pay. Of course, unemployment checks are going to be tough to cash if you've changed your identity, and you're not going to be able to get those unemployment checks if you go that route. Are you going to have an easier time here in New Hampshire? I don't know. I know that I'm a pretty accepting and forgiving kind of dude, so I would hope that a lot of the other activists here are. Of course, if you listened to the show before, you know that Mark and myself are Free State Project participants. We moved here 3 years ago now, back in Labor Day of 2006, to work on achieving liberty in our lifetime, to get together with thousands of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people and move toward that eventual goal. So that's the reason to move to New Hampshire. I can't say that it's going to be better here as a sex offender than it would be wherever it is that that you live. I don't know what the rules are. There's a chance that the rules may be a little bit less strict here than the state from which he's coming. He's coming from one of the bigger government places out there. I don't want to get too specific. But then again, sex offender rules are pretty draconian across the country, so I'm completely speculating there. I have no idea. It would be something worth taking a look at. And for me, being around like-minded individuals is really the reason to be here in New Hampshire. That's the number one reason. I mean, the activism's great. There's more activism every single year, and it's getting more interesting and more exciting over time. That's another, you know, big reason to make the move. But as far as actually helping you deal with the sex offender status... Honestly, I have no idea if that'll change things for you. I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know if they have those rules. That would be something to look into. Does New Hampshire have the you can't live within X amount of feet of the school rules?
I'm not aware of any rules that restrict where sex offenders can live.
You have to report in.
You do have to register, and I believe you have to register your residence.
So if that's the case, then that sounds like an improvement. If that is true, then that would be a step up from where he is, where he's being forced to live in a place that he doesn't want to live. At least he could then choose the place wherein he wants to live, and, you know, that's that, right? Then you just have to deal with having that awful sex offender status hanging over your head. Perhaps... problems, you know, perhaps millions of people, perhaps there's a break. We'll be back in a moment.
Who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about Graf Undersafes, the makers of the highest quality safes and vault doors available on the market today. Graf Undersafes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security. At Graf Undersafes, security is their sole purpose. Go to GrafUndersafes.com today to see their entire line of amazing products available, or call 866-457-4500. up 1801. Graf Undersafes are fire and burglary resistant and have a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequal reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about most. Go to GrafUndersafes.com. That's GrafUnderSafes.com. Safes.com. Or click on their banner at InfoWars.com today. Or call 866-457-1801. That's 866-457-1801.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Whatever you want. Style in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Features including the chat room. You can get interactive with other listeners during the show and other times as well, if they're in there, at chat.freetalklive.com. That's chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live's teamed up with Midas Resources to offer our listeners some really great deals in gold and silver. You know, with the way they're printing greenbacks right now, I've been positioning myself in gold and silver, and I would recommend it for you too. Just go to silver.freetalklive.com and you can take a look at some of the deals we have there. We have the Lakota Nation Silver Round offer for $22.30, the Walking Liberty Half Dollar for $9.70. You can get them shipped to you. You know, sets of 20 is probably the best way to do it because the shipping's a little cheaper that way. And you can do a layaway plan where you only where you can pay sort of on a weekly basis. Go to you can call 877-857-9938. I'll give you that number again here at the end of it. But there's also an offer for the Joe Plummer's book, Dishonest Money. And if you pay cover price for it, they'll put a Walking Liberty half in it for you and ship it out to you. That way you can find out the crime that is the Federal Reserve, and you know, you get yourself started on collecting precious metals.
So. I think it's a great idea, and from what you've said, it's an amazing book. The price is right, and you get your very first. If you've never bought silver before, what a great way to get your very first silver piece. Get something that can explain to you what the system is all about, and you get your very first Walking Liberty. What's it? Half?
It's a half. Bill, yeah. Silver.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we continue here. You can call in, dial in about anything, 800-259-9231. And just kind of continuing on the sex offender topic here, another relevant email to the discussion. This one from Becky. She says, guys, I listened to one of your shows today that focused on the Georgia sex offenders giving their internet passwords, etc., to the state for monitoring. Man, these guys are just, they are so persecuted. I feel bad for these guys because just because you're a sex offender doesn't mean that you've been molesting children. Sex offenders.
Right. I don't feel bad for child molesters that have to get, you know, that have you know, to deal with the punishment for their crime. However, there are a lot of people that are on these lists that haven't committed crimes that I would call a sex offense.
No, and I don't think that most child molesters are meeting their victims on in internet chat rooms.
I don't know.
I don't think that's the case.
Yeah, most people who molest children already know the child.
Exactly.
They're either a father or some
uncle,
other kind of relative.
A stepfather, somebody who's got close contact with a young child on a regular basis, has the opportunity to get that child alone. Look, you're just not going to meet an 8-year-old in an internet chat room and go and, you know, meet him at the mall. I mean, those stories just don't, they may be out there, but I don't come across them, so there's no way that that's the majority or even a significant chunk of the people that fall under this this so-called sex offense law. And every time you hear about somebody getting busted for picking up a so-called child on the internet, it's usually somebody that's going to meet a 14-year-old teenager. They met them in some chat room. So I don't really consider that to be a child either. So I think there's a lot of gray area under this so-called sex offender title, but nonetheless, it's not stopping the government from going full force against these people and trying to make their lives an absolute living hell because they can. So Becky says that the state of Georgia is trying to get the sex offenders to give up their internet passwords, which is a problem, I think, in its own right. I think that if you've gone and you've done the time and you've paid restitution, which I think is the ideal thing, is to, you know, if you get busted for doing child molestation, which is probably the worst, or child rape, probably the worst of the worst when it comes to so-called sex offenses, you should pay that victim back. I mean, they should be getting some form of restitution. Obviously, we have a very punitive system now where these people just sit in jail cells.
They should have to pay for all these people, the counseling. I don't know how much is going to go into that. But if they have, you know, problems as a result of this, and one would imagine
they
would, all that counseling should be paid for, because what's happening currently?
They sit in a cell.
Right.
They
take
sickos.
These sickos, they put them in with more sickos, and they get sicker, I would assume.
Yeah.
And then they let them loose, and during that time, the taxpayers had to pay to keep them in, the taxpayers including that person who got molested, and, you know, they're not made whole in any way.
So that would be the ideal situation, in which case there would be no reason to invade these people's privacy. If they're out there making payments, again, in this future world in which they would actually pay restitution to their victims, if they're out there making payments, that's it. That should be all you should ask of them, to give up their privacy, to give up their internet passwords, to allow some bureaucrat to have access to their mailbox on the internet. There's a lot of you could do a lot of damage to someone's life if you were a malicious bureaucrat and you wanted to mess with somebody and you had their internet passwords.
Part of the issue is if they can do it to people convicted of sex offenses, whatever those sex offenses are.
Who's
they
next?
They can do it to anybody. Because if they're saying the state can punish criminals by, you know, after they've actually served their time or paid restitution, but not that that's done very often these days, if they can keep punishing you forever after you've supposedly done your time and, you know, now you repay your debt to society, not the victim. But if you've supposedly done your time and served your sentence, I don't really think the state should be imposing at all. Either you should remain in jail, or you should be released and be free and clear.
Well, there's some legal issues involved here too. Is it legal to change sort of somebody's sentence after they have served, or during the time after they've been sentenced? To me, it doesn't seem like it is. If you put a punishment for all sex offenders from here on out have to be on a registry, well, the judge didn't say that. So there's a real that's not part of their punishment. So there's a real legal problem there. Likely these people can't take it to the Supreme Court and defend themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a sad thing that they're able to get along and do. And then you have to ask yourself, you know, really, the government? Do you really want the government watching these people? Because if I was a sex offender and I wanted to have a Facebook account really badly, I can do that and they'll never know. For God's sakes, these probation officers were coming into the sex offender's house in California. I can't remember any of the names associated with the case here recently, where they had the woman, the sex offender had kidnapped a woman 18 years ago or 30 years ago and had her, 30 years ago and had her living in his backyard. Like the cops had been called. These incompetent boobs are the people that you want watching out whether, I mean, all they're going to do is make a mess of things and screw with these people's lives in the process, make it more difficult to be this convicted sex offender person, and therefore more likely that they're going to do something wrong, step out of line again, and get thrown in jail again. If we want them in jail, let's throw them in jail and leave them there instead of this sort of netherworld afterlife thing that they have going.
So Becky continues, she says, many people seem to think this type of ruling was worth taking away many people's liberty as long as it also included child molesters who use the internet to victimize children. And I think people were having trouble wrapping their heads around the fact that that the majority of the affected people are not at all sex offenders by the common sense definition of the term. And then she links to a news article from the San Francisco Gate. And an excerpt. She says, the article says, let's do a little where are they now with teens who've been charged with felony sex crimes. Take the case of Wendy Whitaker, now 29 years old. She's been on Georgia's sex offender list for more than a dozen years. Last year, Whitaker was evicted from her home. A nearby church was running an unadvertised daycare service, and Georgia's law prevents sex offenders from living within 1,000 feet of schools, churches, swimming pools, school bus stops, daycare centers, parks, recreation centers, or skating rinks. Now you go find somewhere to live. Schools, churches, swimming pools, school bus stops, daycare centers, parks, recreation centers, or skating rinks. You go pull out a map of your town and try to push pinpoints into every single one of those category things and then draw little circles with your compass around each one of those pinpoints, and you try to find a place to live. There's more to the story here. What happened to her, though? I mean, she's been a sex offender for a dozen years. Why did she go in the first place? What was her sex offense that is preventing her from being able to live in the home in which she's been living for a while? You want to take a crack? You want to try to guess? What is it? What's the sex offense?
You want me to guess?
Yeah, take a guess.
Messing with a boy underage.
We'll come back. We'll tell you about it here in moments. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Comfort food is the food you turn to when you've had a bad day. It's also the first thing you want when it's time to celebrate. eFoods Direct just finished developing our new Nutraversal Foods. Close your eyes and taste our creamy three-cheese blend macaroni and cheese, and you'll swear you're eating fresh pasta in downtown Italy. Dig into our chili with cornmeal dumplings, and you'll feel like a wealthy Texan. Or sip a cup of warm potato cheddar soup and be soothed on a cold, rainy day. Nutraversal Foods from eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. Incredible taste, easy to prepare, and a long shelf life. Nutraversal Foods, more fun while hunting and fishing, bigger tales around the campfire, and the food your kids will want when celebrating the win of a ballgame. And if it's this great during the good times, imagine how reassuring it will be if times get tough. Nutraversal Foods by eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's A-L-K-A-Zone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website. All the features there we give away, so enjoy those. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link. And when you do so, a percentage of your purchase, whatever it is you're buying, whether it's new or used, will go to Free Talk Live. So you've got to do shopping anyway, right? You need stuff. You can get it at amazon.freetalklive.com, and you can help Free Talk Live all at the same time. Again, amazon.freetalklive.com. As we return to the email box here, Becky is emailing in from Georgia. Actually, excuse me, she's in San Francisco, but the story is out of Georgia, where Wendy Whitaker is now 29 years old. She's been on the sex offender list in Georgia for more than a dozen years and was recently evicted from her home because, well, she lives near a church. Or she was rather living near a church running an unadvertised daycare service. And apparently if you're within 1,000 feet of a daycare center, park, recreation center, school bus stop, swimming pool, church, school, or skating rink in Georgia, you will be evicted. You will be forced to move outside of that particular zone. And as I said before, it's pretty difficult to find places to live with that many off-limits zones in your local city. Go ahead and give it a try. See how you do by drawing concentric circles on a map and comparing, overlapping. See where you can actually live. Anyway, she was kicked out. But what was she made a sex offender for in the first place? Well, at a November 13th hearing, a district judge declined to halt the eviction, so she was evicted. Whitaker sued, but how did she become a sex offender? She was 17 at the time, and she gave a 15-year-old high school classmate a BJ. That was it.
Sweet.
She said she feels...
That's a good use of the legal system.
She says she feels punished over and over for something she did as a teenager.
And something that... And a lot of teenagers have done.
Yep, but she got caught, see? And so now she's a criminal for the rest of her life. As long as she stays in Georgia, she'll be subjected to this insane law that prevents her from being able to choose where she lives. She does not have that freedom as you and I do. We can go and we can buy our own home wherever one is available, whatever we can afford. We can buy it wherever it is that it's available. She is very restricted in the places that she can do the same thing. Anyway, Becky says she just wanted to share that so that if the topic comes up, you can point to people like Wendy, who would have her emails read by the government now because she gave a guy a BJ in high school. Some people might think differently if they realize how easy it is to be on a sex offender list. I would bet 75%, says Becky, or more of people today gave or received a BJ when they were under the age of 18. I don't know if it's 75%, but it's certainly a significant amount of people. A lot of people have fooled around under 18. And in some places, it's legal. In some places, if you're 16 and 17, it's fully legal to have sexual relations.
And I'd like to point out that this isn't necessarily a two-year stretch between these two young people that this occurred, you know, a decade and a half ago or whatever. It could be as little as a year and a day stretch.
As far as the difference in age, yeah.
Right. And that's really... Ask yourself about this young man. Is he scarred for life because of this? I mean, really? What's his life like today? The idea here is to take a sex offender and,
punish him for hurting somebody.
Sure, that's the idea. But in this case, that's not what's going on here. Once people are thrown into the system, there's no getting out. It's just a machine, and it grinds you up, and that's what it's doing to Wendy.
Yeah, and how much do you want to bet that it wasn't even him that complained? Word probably got out somehow to his parents. Mom and dad probably found out that he'd been messing around with an older girl, and they probably called in the police, and then the police likely filed charges even without the parents' consent. Because the police don't need your consent to go ahead and file charges against someone. They can do that all on their own. All you have to do is bring it to their attention. I will bet you that's what happened in this case. She says, I live in San Francisco. We usually listen to your podcast while I paint the studio, and we're going to come out to the Liberty Forum here. Her boyfriend and her will be coming out here to the Liberty Forum, which is great. More people should do that. I believe the dates have been announced. I've heard rumor that it's going to be the very end of wintertime in 2010. So March, I think, 19th, 20th, and 21st, perhaps. We'll know more as time goes on. We'll give you all the details, but kind of circle that in or pencil it in on your calendars right now while you still can, because it's probably going to be a sellout event. It's the Liberty Convention of the year, in my opinion, and there are a number of them vying for people's dollars out there across the country. It's the most vibrant movement. The Liberty movement here in New Hampshire is the most vibrant across the country, in my opinion, and I think that you'll really enjoy yourself. We broadcast live from the Liberty Forum every single year. So just wanted to share that with you just as an example of one person, just one story, one of the myriad of stories that inevitably you'll find if you dig into this issue of so-called sex offenders.
Well, I mean, there are people on the sex offender registry who have committed offenses that everyone thinks of when they think of sex offenses.
Sure. Yes.
The problem is you get people like Wendy here thrown in with them. And then whenever somebody hears that, you know, you're a sex offender, automatically they assume that you're the worst kind of sex offender, the person who, you know, most people don't feel bad about putting on a list or doing bad things to. But there are plenty of people on that registry that didn't do terrible, awful things to children or rape somebody. They just happened to get caught doing something that like this that probably most of the population has done.
You know, and I'd also like to point out that it's, you know, the sex offenders are sort of unfairly labeled as opposed to other crimes, for instance. Let's talk about murderers. The fact is, that if you compare a sex offender to a murderer, you know, on the face of it, a raped kid or a raped woman, who are the people that people generally think of when they think of sex offenders, those people are still alive. They still have their life, and they still experience joy afterwards. A murderer, their victim, does not experience those things. One might argue that the families of those two victims probably experience the same sort of thing, but the victim themselves has no life anymore. The murderer has deprived them of it, whereas the sex offender has not. And they don't have these laws for murderers. I'm not advocating these laws for murderers because it would be terrible for me and my family because I am a convicted murderer. However, I am pointing out that what you have is a worse criminal by, you know, a much more logical yardstick than what you have with the next sex offender. And people have a tendency to, you know, they can relate to murderers better than they can relate to sex offenders. You know, they understand that, most people have thought of killing someone. They haven't thought of molesting a child.
Yeah, and sex generally just tends to elicit a more emotional response. Yeah, it leads to a very emotional response. Whereas even though you would think that murder being a crime where you're killing somebody, probably the worst thing you can do to somebody.
Sure. What's the worst thing you could do?
It just doesn't seem to elicit that kind of emotional response. No. Maybe in the victim's family, but in society, people don't think of murder as dirty as raping somebody.
They have the Agatha Christie murderer mysteries. The first thing that happens, bam, somebody dies. You don't have Agatha Christie sex offender mysteries. It doesn't happen. So murder's just much more integral to
culture,
the society, the animal that we are, that kind of thing. And it, people just don't, they don't have a clear picture when they're looking at this. And it's an arbitrary way of dealing with sex offenders.
They could make the argument, though, Mark, and I'll just take the position here that, well, a sex offender victim, a child that's been molested, mm-hmm. has to live with that for the rest of their lives. At least the murder victim doesn't have to live with the murder for the rest of their lives because they're dead.
The victim of the sex offense has a choice about whether they live or die. I mean, if they may think that death is preferable and they may be so depressed by the act that they do end up killing themselves. But they still have a choice in that matter.
Well, what I would say is they have the choice to about how to continue on in their life. I think that what you'll find
is not continue. Well, is the point I'm making. At least they have the choice whether or not they live or die, whereas the victim of a murder does not.
Well, and I think when you look at, for instance, some people that have been raped, there are different categories, right? There are the categories of the rape victim that just holds that and focuses on it for the rest of their life, and it becomes a part of their identity.
Yeah.
The victimization kind of factor becomes a part of their identity. And then there's the other side of it where people become empowered, not by necessarily the rape, but they become empowered because they realize that they can overcome this and that they can move on with their lives and put that behind them and, maybe explain the experience to others and try to,
sure.
to counsel other rape victims and things like that and really turn it into something as positive as possible for themselves. People go in different directions and they get to choose what direction they go in. So I don't think it's a valid argument, but someone could make that point.
I think circumstances do have an impact on how, say, a rape victim responds in the future and lives out their life. I think, an 8-year-old girl who is raped by her father is going to have a much different process in dealing with that than, say,
a 20-year-old
who is raped at a frat party.
Fair enough. Good point. More on the way here. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. Hour 2 is coming up. You can dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Candy. For inspiring ideas for your next celebration, be sure to visit us at celebrationcorner.com. You don't have to wait for a holiday to plan a festive meal. Celebrate any time with a fun menu or creative theme. Invite friends for a roll-your-own sushi dinner. Or surprise your family with a birthday cake when it's nobody's birthday. Fun is the name of the game, so make up a special reason of your own. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.